Listen to this letter, Robbie. Listen to this. Department of Police, Juarez, Mexico. Mrs. James Gleason and Robert Armstrong.
What's that Mrs. business, Jimmy?
That's just the same as a couple of misters.
Yeah?
It saves time. You know, like yours the same kind of snort.
Oh, yeah. Yours the same kind of snort. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
This is to officially compliment you and offer the gratitude of the city of Juarez for your bravery and genius in the capture of a desperate gang of smugglers. The municipal president joins me in extending to you the key to the city.
The key to the city? Well, where's the key?
Oh, you don't get no key. That's just the saying.
Is that so? Well, if you ask me, I think that guy is shortchanging us.
Ah, that's just a sort of an honor. That means that you can go any place in the city of Juarez.
Well, can anybody go any place in the city of Juarez?
Well, certainly, but the...
Well, then what's the good of a special key?
Well, it ain't really any special good, but...
Could a key to the city get us out of that barn we was locked in all night?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, then you can have my share of the key.
All right. But will you let me read the rest of this letter?
Go ahead. But I'd rather tumble into that nice soft bed and knock out about 14 hours of shut-eye.
All right. Listen, will it? It would give Municipal President and me great pleasure to have you as our guest on your next visit to Juarez. Signed, Senor Pedro Alvarez, Chief of Police.
Well, you can write Mr. Senor Pedro Alvarez that little Robbie will see him some Thursday about 1986.
What's the matter? Haven't you got any appreciation?
Certainly I got appreciation. But will you please, let's get to bed.
All right, all right.
After 3 nights sleeping in barns between El Paso and Juarez, these auto camp beds are good, are too good. They're too good to waste like this.
Where's Scram?
He's out in the car. Leave him alone. He's tired, too.
Don't you think that guy Alvarez should ought to give Scram the key to the city, too?
Listen, if you'll only let me go to sleep, Scram can have my key. And besides, I think he'd rather have a couple of dozen hot dogs.
Well, maybe you're right. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
This sort of camp shack certainly looks like a mansion after them barns.
Mansion? Jimmy, this is nothing less than a castle.
Must be some guy going crazy.
Yeah. And it sounds like our horn.
And I'm gonna tell him. Hey, yo. What's the idea of blowing our horn that way?
Can you tell me where I can find James Gleason and Robert Armstrong?
Yeah, I'm James Gleason. And Robert Armstrong is in here trying to get some shut-eye. What do you want?
Well, I'm a reporter from the El Paso Herald. I'd like to interview you.
What did he say, Jimmy?
He says he's a reporter for the El Paso Herald and he wants to interview us.
Oh, the guy's nuts. Close the door and get to bed.
No, wait a minute. This might be important. It takes big guys to be interviewed.
I'd like to interview you about the remarkable capture of the smugglers at Juarez.
Oh, the capture of the smugglers.
The world is waiting for your story.
He says the world is waiting for our story.
The world is waiting? I thought he said he was from the Herald.
Oh, you're half asleep, Robbie, so we'll excuse you for that one. Come on in, Mr. Reporter. Now let me handle this thing so we don't get it gummed up.
Before we get to the facts of the smugglers' capture, Mr. Gleason, I'd like to get a little information as to your background.
Our background?
Yes, your personal life.
Be careful, Jimmy, be careful. Remember the morality clause.
All right, all right.
Now, first of all, where were you born?
Well, Robbie here was born at Liberty Corner, New Jersey.
Liberty Corner?
Yeah, Liberty Corner. And it ain't a street corner. It's a town about 20 miles from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh. And you, Mr. Gleason?
I was born at St. Vincent's Hospital in New York City.
Was you born in a hospital, Jimmy?
Well, certainly I was born in a hospital.
What was the matter with you? Was you sick?
Oh, listen, Mr. Reporter. Excuse Robbie, will you? He's just a little bit sleepy.
Certainly, certainly, certainly. How old are you, Mr. Gleason?
Well, now, let me see. Robbie, when was it your grandma had that operation for adenoids?
Oh, yeah, and that was in 1920.
Yeah, well, in 1920, I was 24. And then my Aunt Maggie had a sixth baby in 1926, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, 26, yeah.
Yeah, and in 28, little Mickey came along, and the milkman ran away with Tim Quinn's widow. Well, that makes me 35 years old less 4 days.
Jimmy, you certainly can figure things out.
I certainly can.
Are you married, Mr. Gleason?
Do I look like I'm married?
Listen, mister, are you a reporter or a census taker?
Oh, I'm a reporter. All this is necessary to give the public the background of two such outstanding men.
Oh, well, that's different.
Oh, well, sure, that's different.
Now, tell me, just what's your business?
Well, for the present, we're just touring the country.
Yeah, we're looking over gasoline stations.
We expect to go into that business on a big scale.
Oh, a couple of gas station magnets.
Yeah, that's it, a couple of gas station magnets.
But that car outside, for a couple of men such as you, that car is a little, well, shall we say, out of order.
Mister, that car is always out of order.
No, Jimmy, that ain't what he means. He means men like us driving a car that looks like that.
Oh, I see. Well, I can explain that.
Oh, yeah, sure, mister. Jimmy here can explain anything.
Yeah, I can. Well, just a minute. Well, you see, we're traveling incognito.
Yeah, we're traveling that way. And if we used a classy car, we'd always be bothered by crowds and things, see?
Oh, I see.
And, by the way, will you please tell us how you found us in this auto camp?
Oh, that was simple. A Mexican chief of police gave me the number of your car and told me that you were going north on highways 80 and 85. Then I found your car.
Well, say, that Mexican chief of police certainly must be a busy guy keeping track of where everybody's going.
Yeah, and catching smugglers and things.
But you caught the smugglers.
I know, but we got to give the chief some credit.
I think we got to be modest.
Where are you going from here?
Oh, we're going north to Albuquerque and then maybe to Santa Fe.
Well, then to Santa Fe, eh?
Yeah, why?
No, nothing. Will you be in New Mexico long?
Oh, maybe 3 or 4 days, maybe a week.
You boys haven't a picture of yourselves, have you?
We never have pictures taken.
Well, Jimmy, we had a picture taken with a governor of Ohio.
Yeah, but that was an accident.
Well, the photographer sneaked up on you, eh?
Yeah, that's it. They sneaked up on us.
You have to look out for photographers and reporters that way.
Are reporters tricky that way, too?
Oh, yeah. They're tricky. We get in some tight spots, you know. See? I always carry a gun.
A gun?
Sure. We never know who we're going to meet. Well, I guess we'll be going.
Well, don't you want to know more about us catching the smugglers?
No, I know all about that.
Well, how did you find out?
That's my business.
What's this?
I said that's my business.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. You're a reporter.
Yeah. Well, so long.
So long.
So long.
Oh, by the way, here's a letter for you from the mayor of El Paso.
Say, first the municipal president of Juarez, now the mayor of El Paso.
So long. Pleasant dreams.
So long. Hey. Hey, wait a minute, Jimmy. Hey, look at this. Look at this letter.
What?
Listen. If you two mugs know what's good for you, you'll get out of New Mexico and stay out. Jim the smuggler.
That guy wasn't a reporter at all.
See where he went, Jimmy, quick.
There he goes, up the road in the car.
What are we going to do?
Sleep or no sleep, I'm going to get out of here so quick it'll make your head swim.
You said it, Jimmy. You said it. And another thing.
What's that?
Write to Mr. Chief Pedro Alvarez and tell him... We are very sorry, but we can't use that key to the city of Juarez.